All right, Mr. Ceballo, I don't believe we have anyone here arguing for the appellee, so you have 15 minutes, and you may proceed.
Thank you, Your Honor. Thank you, the panel. Well, Your Honor, my main point that I should mention, because you have instructed us in the beginning of the argument that you read all the document that I submitted, what I would like to emphasize at this point is the fact that the appellees, other than Martin Mosonge, who is the proposed debtor for the involuntary bankruptcy court in the underlying case, they do not have standing, and they just came into the case without any adversary proceeding. They just walked in, purportedly the attorney named Daniel Bott is the lawyer for one of the appellee. Robert Lane has no any standing, yet he's the one that has been talking and that has been disrupting my case. I'm not a lawyer.
But well, this, Mr. Ceballo, this is not your case, right? This is the bankruptcy case for someone else, Mr. Massad.
No, it is my, I'm the petitioner.
Right, okay.
For the involuntary bankruptcy case.
All right.
And then the bankruptcy case was in the Northern District of Oakland, Chapter 7. And the reason is that Martin Mosonge is the one that sold the property to me. And he held it for almost 15 years with Bank of America, and I worked so hard. All my life effort was put on that to eventually got the approval from Bank of America and all the people that owned the lien on him. After we sold the property and everything closed, Masonge refused to leave the property. The appellees came to me and said they want to buy the property. We signed an agreement that still exists and that they have not fulfilled up till today. Yet I made about 8 or 9 payments trying to kind of show that I don't want them to lose any money, but let's resolve this thing. Up as I speak, they have not fulfill that agreement, and I have the document. And at the same time, they just came in, and I'm trying to collect all the money and the debt that Martin Mosonge caused me to have, because if I don't get rid of him, I cannot sell or refinance the property. It was a big problem for me. I filed an objection to their coming into the agreement. I'm not a lawyer, so I'm not able to quote over my head the law, but I read somewhere that they cannot come into a case that like that. They have to file some kind of adversary proceeding in order for the case to be heard. I did all my best to argue this and to file papers with the court, but the judge did not listen to me. But besides that, there is an existing bankruptcy case that I filed trying to rectify not losing all my life for the past 53 years in America. And the judge did not listen to me. I filed that bankruptcy and they did not even bother with my bankruptcy. They violated the stay, the bankruptcy stay. So that's when I filed the bankruptcy, adversary proceeding for contempt of the automatic stay. And they defaulted, and the court issued a clerk's default. While this case was on, I told the judge that, but he didn't listen to me. What they've done is went to California State and filed an eviction to get the property possession from Martin Mulutunge, who was living in the property, and caused me all this grief in addition to what they have caused me by not even listening to paying me and fulfilling the agreement that they signed with me. So, all that I want to tell this court is to help me, if possible, so I don't lose everything for 53 years. So that the court can at least listen to me. See that when they came into the court, they didn't come in correctly. They just budge in, use all kinds of tactics, and they prevail on the court. And then, after they got the automatic stay of the bankruptcy chapter 7 lifted, then they then file a motion in collusion with Martin Mulutunge and helped him in all kinds of ways to get a judgment to dismiss, which I also have as an appeal pending with this court. So I had a lawyer in the beginning, but I got sick. So they filed and got over that part. But regarding this bankruptcy case, I was trying to use that to rectify everything so that I can pay them and salvage whatever little profit I have in this property. So far, nothing has happened. They didn't even file, I don't think they filed, they didn't file any noticeable response brief to my document that the court allowed me to file. So I just want this court to help me with the laws based on the facts and the evidence to try to rectify all this problem. It's very hard for me. And I wouldn't be in front of you if I had the money or the access to the money. I'll get lawyers to help represent me because I'm very emotional about it. It's very disturbing to me, and I can't do anything. My last chance is this court to try to get a little understanding on whatever I've put together so that at least adequate justice can be done. They have an agreement with me to buy the property. They've not fulfilled the condition of the agreement. And they've gone all over the world attacking and disrupting all the cases I try to get the court's help. So, in a short sense, this is my dilemma. And since the court has read all the things that I try to say, I hope the court can find the laws to help me get the bankruptcy court to clear all this summary judgment and the lifting of the case so that this case can be handled so that I don't lose everything in my life. So that is my current position. I will answer any question that you may have so that I, with the time that I have left.
All right. Judge Brand, any questions?
No. No, I don't have any questions.
All right, Mr. Judge Klein, excuse me.
I have no questions. Thank you for your argument. I understand your situation, Mr. Sabayo.
Thank you.
Yeah. And Mr. Sabayo, I want you to, I have no questions either. I want you to understand, you've heard some of the earlier arguments. We come into each of these appeals and we hear you as human beings and we respond to you as human beings, but we are also constrained by rules and constrained by context. And so, we will confer on your case. There are limitations on what we can do for you, but I think as fellow human beings, we certainly wish you the best. So this matter will be taken under submission, and we will be adjourned.
Thank you.